Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The FDA has approved a drug specifically targeted for the treatment of postpartum depression, which affects a lot of mothers. And Sherry Preston's following this story. Sherry, this is the first medication that's ever been specifically developed for this, right?
Yeah, there are no FDA-approved antidepressants just for postpartum depression, which does affect about 1 in 9 new moms. And this is more than just feeling the baby blues. I mean, because a lot of women feel, you know, a depressed mood after they have a baby. But this is like intense anger, difficulty bonding with the baby, afraid that you're going to harm yourself or the baby. I mean, it's a very serious problem. So they've been working on something for this for a long time. This new drug is called Zulresso. It's the first medication, again, approved specifically for postpartum depression, and it could be used under prescription as early as June. But there are a couple of caveats that go along with this drug. First of all, it's something that needs to be administered intravenously, and intravenously over 60 hours. So you're going to be talking about spending at least 3 days in a doctor's office, a hospital, or a surgical center to have this administered to you. The cost is a bit prohibitive, could be among $35,000, and that doesn't include the hospitalization before the discounts. So, you know, for low-income and single moms, it could be problematic for a couple of those things. However, that being said, with all those, you know, stipulations, it's still a promising drug for new mothers who have been suffering from postpartum depression.
Is there indication that was given that, okay, we have this new kind of breakthrough here? It's going to cost a lot of money, but don't those breakthroughs typically lead to more people maybe branching off of that and creating their own that might drive that price down?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to take into account, too, that that is before all those discounts that are added on by insurance companies. So if you have insurance through your employer, then that could help offset some of the cost. And again, a lot of people are saying, okay, this is the start of it. But, you know, we just had that story about ketamine recently, and ketamine was given to patients with depression, and it had to be done intravenously through a doctor's office. Well, they approved a nasal form of that spray. Again, still had to be done under doctor supervision, but didn't need quite as much oversight. So they are making moves in this direction of making things easier, and they're also dealing with different parts of the brain too. A lot of the antidepressants that are out there deal with the increasing serotonin in your brain, because that's been proven to help with depression. This works with a different part of the brain. So it is very different. It's a psychotic drug, and for the women who've taken it, they say it really has helped.
Wow. Well, I mean, it is a life-threatening condition too, right?
Yeah, and that's why it's so important. You know, a lot of these women say that, yes, they were a little bit scared off by the, you know, time it took and, you know, how it was given, but they say that within the first, you know, 12 hours, they could really notice a difference. And, you know, they're saying that, you know, their husbands and their family members are saying, we feel like we have you back after this drug, which is why the FDA is so encouraged by this particular drug.
Oh, hey, that's really good and promising news. Sherry, thanks so much for the update. That's Sherry Preston joining us, a postpartum treatment drug, now finally getting some sort of approval. Costly at first, but we'll have to see how that changes and how available this becomes.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.